Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Updating what's going on in the world, inside the minds of Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli.
Dusty Doug in here.
Stephan. Yeah, right, that's true. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler along as well. Kenny, we haven't paid as much attention as we ought to the Twitterings and Facebookings of some of our constant fans. So we'll do that. Carol Edward Nickens, hello, with comments at Facebook.com. Our thought of the day today comes from Alex Trebek, who turns 75.
Oh, boy.
It's very important in life to know when to shut up. You should not be afraid of silence. I thought that was the
best. Yeah, did you hear that, Roberta?
Yeah, Roberta.
Hello?
No one to shut up.
What is
Hello?
Zip it?
Alex.
Hello.
Alex is 75. He signed a 7-year deal a year or so ago. So he's got another.
It's hard for me to believe he's 75. He looks really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, he's fine. All right, let's move into the latest. That do you remember the nuclear deal that the U.S. made with Iran and five other countries?
No. What nuclear deal?
Right.
What?
Fun not over yet. Earlier this week, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, said the deal was okay. That's fine, but Iran will continue to give us the middle finger.
That's what I think is so funny about all of this, is that we're all excited about this deal, and then you hear in the press over in Iran, they're like, that doesn't really matter. It's business as usual. Like, come on.
They have less than 60 days to vote on this treaty. If they vote no, President Obama will pull out that veto stamp.
Uh-oh.
Something he's hoping to avoid. He'd much rather Congress gave the thumbs up rather than the middle finger.
It's got
to
be veto-proof, though.
Veto-proof. Yes, it does.
One more than one third.
So there's a whole lot of arm twisting going on. The deal supporters and critics hitting Capitol Hill to convince lawmakers to vote in their way. The president said the Iran deal's critics are the same folks who were so quick to go to war in Iraq. I don't know about that. We had pretty much everybody wanted to go to war in Iraq, and everybody was wrong. He says it's a smarter, more responsible way to protect our national security. That would be good if, in fact, it did protect our national security. The deal is, there are some people who say that Iran has figured out already how to build nuclear weapons going around this deal. One would wonder.
They're going to get like $150 billion back, because that's what the sanctions were freezing. That was the amount of money that had been frozen. So Iran's getting $150 billion that they're going to have access to that they didn't before. And so the question is, what are they going to do with that money? And there are a couple of different answers from our officials. Secretary Kerry was saying he hopes that they invest it back into the people, into the economy. But a couple of reporters have said, well, how are you going to prevent them from using that money to support terror, because Iran's the leading state sponsor of terror. They're the ones that helped create Hamas and Hezbollah, and they've provided a lot of funding to these groups. ISIS, Syria, I mean, there's a lot that they've got their fingerprints on. And so John Kerry said, well, absolutely, it's not allowed that they can use any of that money to fund terror. Well, then Wolf Blitzer had on Susan Rice the other day and said, how do you know that they're not going to use this money to fund terrorism? And she said, well, they're not supposed to.
She said,
I guess they could, you know, he said, well, what about, she said, well,
and
they can't
shame
send,
on them if they do.
They can't send weaponry to them. And Wolf Blitzer said, well, what about just cold hard cash? And she goes, well, I guess they could do that. It's like, are you kidding me, people? Come on.
She's the worst excuse for
together.
Somebody who's supposed to be an expert in that field. Oof.
But the response is, yeah, but they can't make nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Weapons of mass destruction. They can do chemical weapons. Look at all the chemical weapons that are everywhere.
That's $150 billion by a whole lot of barrel bombs.
That's a lot,
The folks at Citigroup had a bad day. They've been ordered to pay $700 million back to their credit card holders because of shady credit card practices.
Yeah, I have a Citi card.
Charging people for things like debt protection without them knowing they were paying for debt protection.
Ooh.
8 million people affected. The bank says it's already started refunding customers. Add this to the billions in fines and settlements that Citibank already has paid since the 2008 financial crisis. It is despicable what these people are getting away with. You know, I've told this story sort of I think I've passed this along a couple of times. The house I have in Santa Monica is in a court proceeding because when the values went down in 2008, I asked to refinance the mortgage. And it took them from 2008 until 2014 to try to figure out how I was going to do that. And in the process of the conversation, they foreclosed on the house.
Huh.
So now there's a court case looming. The state of California, I don't know if you saw this, Jennifer, or not. The state of California said there's so many of these cases where the banks foreclosed at the same time they were negotiating to redo mortgages or whatever. And the state has, there's a very strong law in California protecting the homeowner, but nobody has pursued it really. I'm one of the few people, I found a specialist, a lawyer who's a specialist in this, and I've taken them to court. And the court proceedings go on and on and on and on. And the woman who's the lawyer for the other side, for the bank, said, "Well, what does your client want?" And I said to the lawyer, "Tell her we want the house free. See what they say." So they haven't come back. Well, hey, we've been in court for almost a year. But they took the house back and I'm obviously still in it, but they took the house back when we were in the... And by the way, it was a phone conversation that's been recorded. The man that was negotiating for me, a lawyer in Salt Lake City, he's on the phone with the two people going through the records and the information that they had when the supervisor comes into the office and says, "Don't bother with this guy anymore. We've already foreclosed on the house." And so the guys say, they hang up the phone. And we've got a recording of that. But this is the kind of stuff these banks get away with. And nobody challenges it. The lawyer came to me and said, after I found him, he said, most people just give up. And that's what the banks are counting on. They figure, okay, the people say, well, how can we fight the bank? They have all the money. Well, you know what? Whether they have all the money or they don't have all the money, what they did was wrong. And so those sorts of things are going. But the reason I tell you the story isn't necessarily to explain what's going on with me in that circumstance, but to underscore not only Citigroup, but Chase, all of them, Bank of America, Wells Fargo,
they
screwed people to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And people just give up. So they catch these guys and they pay $700 million. You know what? $700 million
is
nothing.
But the original issue is people thought they were getting this pie-in-the-sky mansion for, you know, a small...
That's part of it, Richard, but that's not,
and
that's
they
not
weren't
the
living
thing.
In reality.
That's not the whole thing. In my circumstance, that's not the whole thing. But in some people's circumstances, you're right. There were a lot of people who had... And they're doing it, by the way, again now.
Spending
3% down for houses. Credit scores of 580. You know, that kind of stuff. They're giving people loans.
But you know,
Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and they're still never going to be able to pay these loans.
Remember that story that we talked about maybe yesterday, maybe last week, about the administration now taking in a lot of information about us to see if there's any disparities between how often white people and black people are given loans and, how they're disciplining their kids and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't you think that this was an offshoot of that? Because everybody that wanted a loan, when they got it, no matter if they could afford it or not.
Yeah.
Anybody who asked for it.
You can put an X on the paper and get the loan.
Give them a loan.
Basically.
And then
people
they package
like me, poor schlubs who just wanted to refinance their house, not take any money out of it, just refinance to lower interest
Jennifer.
Rate. Man, it took 3 months, and then they said, nope, you can't do it.
Yeah,
and,
it was amazing.
And finally,
and
they got, by the way.
People with decent credit got diddled. What?
I'm not a sponsor of this, but I sing their praises all day long. They advertise. Maybe we should get them on the show, Dougie. Cash Call. Dealing for 3 months with the bank... Citibank, actually, they finally denied me after 3 months of having to basically turn. I mean, it was hell. They made me turn over everything, and 3 days with Cash Call, and I had a loan.
Really? My house three times in the past.
And you have a low mortgage interest rate too, Jennifer. If I remember you.
Now I do. Sure do. It saved me like $400 a month.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of saving money, we're a minute away from today's visit from the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day.
Faith Green. Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number two. There's no smoking gun that people are responsible for global warming. This coming from several government officials on the receiving end of large-scale donations. Fact, smoking guns are everywhere that scientists look. The entire decade from 1998 to 2007 was the warmest on record. Glaciers are in retreat on every continent, and Arctic sea ice has been shrinking over the past 20 years in total agreement with model predictions. And levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are higher now than at any time in the last 600,000 years, and getting higher every year. Fact, 2,500 of the best climate scientists across the world, citing hundreds of the latest studies, have concluded that global warming is truly happening, and that you and I seem to be the main contributors.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, double and way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be a genius, or maybe you'd like to raise a genius kid?
A 9-year-old pint-sized genius.
Well, take a lesson from Einstein. Here's the science of it. When Albert Einstein died in 1955, his brain was autopsied, and they found he had an average brain with one exception. He had more glial cells. And they're kind of like the R2-D2 helper cells in the area of the brain that's responsible for putting novel things together.
I've just about had enough of you.
Glial cells are kind of like administrative assistants. Why? Well, researchers believe that genius is the result of lots of practice, which creates more and more R2-D2 glial cells. What's the chief psychological trick? Practice makes permanent and grows associations nourished by glial cells. Bottom line, practice done right can grow a genius. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta, have you ever heard of Jet.com?
No.
I would like you to investigate Jet.com.
Jet.com.
It's like this is Amazon and Costco having babies.
Amazon, Walmart, Costco. Yeah, right.
Both
so
stuff.
Let's find out more about them.
Jet.com.
All right. Jet.com. All right. Okay. What else have we? What are we doing in terms of saving money today? You can find the information, by the way, in detail in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com.
Well, Kroger's got some great gift card deals. If you want to save 20% at Gap or Old Navy or Banana Republic, you just go to Kroger and you can buy the gift cards at 20% off. So that's like saving 20%. So it's a great deal because they got a lot of sales going on now. You can also do $10 on eBay or save $10 at Sephora, all by buying the gift cards. And you know, and you can double up on stuff like this if you use, like, let's say, a credit card that has points or some sort of a gift attached to it. Use the credit card to buy the gift card. You save the 20% on the gift card. You get the points on the credit card. And it kind of double down on all this stuff. Wow. So that's how you do deals, folks. That's how you do deals. Now, Office Max on Office Depot, you can save $2 on a case of paper. That's an entire case of paper. What you do is you sign up for their rewards. You buy the case of paper for $12, and you get $10 back
$10.
In your owner rewards. So you got a case of paper for $2. And Dollar General, back to school supplies. Teachers get 20% off.
All right, there's the story. Roberta, back to school. It's Doug Steffen's good day.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I'm crazy, you better gotta keep it together.
The Broken Hearts Club, it's not the usual scenario, or how often does this happen? Maybe is the better question here. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton going their separate ways, apparently it's because of her, not him, Jen.
Well, he's the one that filed for divorce a couple of weeks ago, Dougie, and the rumors in the tabloids, gosh, I can remember about 4 months ago there was a story out saying Miranda Lambert was cheating with a country singer named Chris Young, who toured with her for a little while, and people were out seeing them looking a little too close for comfort. Apparently, Blake believed that Miranda cheated on him not once, but twice. Once, apparently, with Chris Young, allegedly, and the second time with another guy who's not a famous person, just another person in her life. And so that was enough for him to file the papers. Chris Young went out yesterday on Twitter and said, it wasn't me, and actually addressed the rumors. He said, normally I don't talk about stuff in my personal life, but he said, in this case, it's different. I didn't have anything to do with their split. They're friends of mine, and I respect that friendship too much. But do we believe him?
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just want to put it out there.
Blake Shelton?
I don't know, but if Blake, if you're listening and you need a shoulder or something else to cry on, call
Blake's
me.
Blake's a big dude, man. I wouldn't have to run up against him if I were Chris Young.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
And funny.
Oh. There we go. All right, so that's the story of that, the big D in action. Meanwhile, back at our list of number one songs, which we dust off. Usually once a day. Yes, Richie.
To the hospital.
Van McCoy was number one during this week in 1975 with his summer smash called To the Hospital, as Richie has suggested. So if you count to three, you'll hear Van McCoy during the hustle. One.
Big Bill.
Two. Three. Three and a half. Three and three quarters. Three and seven eighths.
All together.
Yo!
To the hustle.
The disco stuff.
Yep. I remember doing this.
Everybody hang out for the flute solo.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple, straightforward stuff. And that this is it. This is all there was to it. It was this riff over and over and over and over again. And the backup singer doing
Good Hustle.
That was about it. Alright, so we got Hustle there. Fun that it was number one. Number one during this week in 1986. Song belonged to Peter Gabriel. One of my favorites.
This was one of the original big videos on MTV.
Yeah. All right, let's fast forward to this week in 1993. Number one song belonged to a group called UB40.
Remake of Elvis.
It's kind of a good treatment, an interesting treatment of that song, in fact. Right, do you remember this?
Well, I think Elvis usually does reggae.
Some things are meant to be.
Hey, Mom. How do you do a Jamaican Elvis accent?
It's not easy. All right, next number one song. Everybody will have a tear. Looks like we made it. Or not. And number one song during this week in 1977, Barry Manilow, and Looks Like We Made It. You got a goosebump or two there, Richie.
Yeah, me too.
Right, that doesn't do it for you. The number one song from this week in 1974 belonged to John Denver. It's the story about his wife who was leaving him.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program with 10 reasons to go nuts for nuts. And he's found a good place to practice his medicine. This is the Doug Good Day program with nuts, including Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Thank you very much. Round of applause for the two of them.
We're crazy. Rich
McFadden and Ken Kessler holding it together, sort of. And we're working on lots of things. How do you feel about the Cuban thaw in relationships? There's a poll out today suggesting, as I would have suspected or as I would have thought, that the vast majority of people agree with me. The host of the Doug Stephan Good Day program has been saying for a long time that we need to make sure that we have work with and can survive with the Cubans. Survive, I mean, is not the right word, but diplomatic ties, restoration of ties is something that by vast majority, most people in this country think it's a good idea. And it's it is a good idea. There's nothing about it other than what some cucabungas from South Florida think. Oh, we're giving up. How can we do this? Nah, go away.
Well, I mean, we have relations with governments because Cuba's government is bad, but we have relationships with a lot of bad governments.
We sure do.
Out there, so
yeah.
You know,
that's right, including our own,
including Iran, which we're dealing with.
We just made a nuclear deal with one that wants to kill us.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. All right, so that's that story. Rich has been following. Rich is getting worried about. Have you noticed, Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, that Rich has been getting concerned about his age? He's been talking a lot about it lately. I think he's getting ready to go into the home.
Yeah. And if I'm going to go to the Muncie, Delaware County Senior Center,
really,
where they play bingo and they play card games like euchre.
Euchre.
I've never heard of this.
Richie didn't know what euchre was.
Yeah.
I even know what that is, Richie.
Just a bit outside.
Uh-huh.
So apparently they were playing this game and they got a little letter from the Gaming Commission, the Indiana Gaming Commission, mm-hmm. letting them know that the clubs were playing out of compliance.
Really?
Apparently everybody puts in $2.50 to play, $1 going into the center. and they have special scores, and they get prizes with a little bit of cash and grocery items like peaches or cookies.
Oh, goodness.
Sweet. Very sweet.
Nobody was winning any big money. They're not going to the casino. They just play like that.
Had to crash the games.
The director of the Indiana Gaming Commission says card games like these are very similar to Final Four brackets or $5 poker night games, and they just want to let people know the rules. They never intended to go any further than this, just to send them the letter. But here's where the drama starts. Apparently, somebody, an insider from the senior center, filed the complaint with the Gaming Commission.
What?
And that's the only reason.
Probably lost.
That they sent the letter.
Yeah.
Because the Gaming Commission says, we don't really ever touch anything like this unless somebody files a complaint. But this story got so big that Governor Mike Pence had to send out a statement saying that he's become aware of the situation and he's directed his Gaming Commission to make sure it does not have any plans to shut down the Euchre Games at the Delaware County Senior Citizens Center.
Goodness.
That is so
they got
dumb.
Nothing better to do, these people. But that's true about government. Usually government doesn't investigate anything. That's why the IRS wanted you to rat on your neighbor, because they want to have some basis upon which to
vacation.
Look.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right
into what they're doing.
They say, we responded with a complaint from a member of two Euchre card clubs regarding the mishandling of funds at one of the clubs utilizing the Senior Center for Gaming. Mm-hmm. Consistent with our goal of educating organizations about charity gaming compliance, the organizations were sent a form email with information about the kinds of, you ready, Doug?
Get lost.
Licenses available.
Oh, good.
So
get lost.
Do you have to have a Euchre license?
Get lost.
What is Euchre like? Just out of curiosity.
We distribute regularly such email information following the receipt of a complaint, as is consistent
get
with
lost.
Our practice in such
bunch
matters.
Of boobs. All right, Kenny. let's go back around.
Oh my goodness!
This
Love
latest it. On Sandra Bland. For those of you who don't remember, this is the woman who was arrested. Routine traffic stop, Texas State Trooper. She was smoking, and he told her to put out the cigarette. She said she wouldn't. She kicked
and then
him.
She kicked him.
In
yeah.
the leg. And by the time this is
not
all over,
idea.
She gets taken to jail. She's found dead in her jail cell. So Kenny has found evidence that looks like the dash cam video has been edited.
This is really troubling. It's in the LA Times. The dash cam video is about 52 minutes long, maybe a little bit longer. But as they were going through this, there are so many different times where weird things show up in this video. About halfway through, there's a man walking from a truck off screen, and then suddenly he reappears back where he had started walking. There are different points where the image is
clever
cluttered.
Job there of yeah
there are cars that appear and disappear. But the audio is consistent, except that the audio stops a minute before the video does at the end.
Great.
I mean, I don't know what the procedure is, but it seems obvious that this has been edited, and I don't know why.
Oh, really? It's hard to decide.
I'm trying not to leap to something, but
go ahead.
It really looks bad.
Yeah.
This here is a warning. There is no fine. There's no penalty, but you just need to follow the posted speed limit, okay?
What year are you here at school?
Sophomore.
You here for summer school or taking a lot of classes?
There's two.
Okay. Here's a copy of the warning. There's no fine, no penalty, okay? And there's your driver.
And then it just goes downhill from there.
Why? Yeah. Why would it get escalated?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds so calm.
Sounds pretty routine to me.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of routines, a quote of the day from Senator Lindsey Graham. He said that he's probably getting a new phone after Donald Trump released his phone number yesterday. Glad to see presidential hopefuls getting everybody excited about the real issues of the day. Senator Graham.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a little silly stuff. Okay. Dr. Ron Hoffman.
This just in. Lindsey Graham said he's going to TP Donald Trump's house.
Yeah. They're going to peg each other. That'll show them.
All right. Yeah. Very important.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We have lots of information available from the medical department. Dr. Ronald Hoffman. is here in a matter of moments, and we're going to talk about three or four elements that are issues in the news that can affect your health. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit. The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws to reduce devastating carbon emissions in order to address climate change will export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one, it's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes, and ball bearings to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott. He fires the three.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no, because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age-appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
43 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here. His website is drhoffman.com, where you can find the incredible Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Sign up for that there. First item of interest has to do with research examining women's vulnerability to Alzheimer's. It's out today, Ron. There are people talking about older women and mild memory impairment that is worsening twice as fast for men of the same age. Part of the effort to unravel why women are hard hit by Alzheimer's would be my question here to you. What's the change? Why would there be difference in dementia and Alzheimer reports with older women than men?
It's unclear. You know, we don't exactly know why. I mean, we know that women in some ways are protected until the age of menopause by the presence of estrogen. And it may be that after estrogen goes down in later years, that this renders women more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. But, you know, the hopeful news is actually a couple of drugs are appearing on the horizon. You know, I'm not a big believer in drugs, but there may be some drug breakthroughs. You know, I know this has been heralded in the past, but a couple of new drugs look like they might be promising in terms of slowing down the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
At what age are there women in their 50s that get Alzheimer's?
That would be
men?
Typical, but
yeah.
You know, usually there's an age, this, you know, age-related memory loss overlaps with that. So if someone develops dementia when they're 95, that doesn't necessarily constitute Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. There's a study yet again this week about those people who are obese and the probability of people who are overweight actually getting back to their normal weight or what ought to be their weight. This is a study of 76,000 obese men and 99,000 obese women. The analyzation has taken a couple of years. So basically, it's 1 in 210 for obese men and 1 in 124 for obese women getting back to right body mass. And so, is this a boon or a boost for Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig? Who benefits from having this information?
Well, it sort of reminded me of the Bible passage. I think it's from the book of Matthew. It's something to the effect of, sooner a rich man goeth to heaven than a camel through the eye of a needle. Something along those lines. Which means it's very unlikely that that's going to happen. And these statistics suggest that a lot of this dieting is an act of futility because people ultimately regain the weight. Mm-hmm. And especially if what's called the morbidly obese, you know, people who are way overweight, very, very, like one in like 1,500, I think, for women, one in, you know, one in 3,000, I think, for women, one in 1,500 for men, very unlikely. So, you know, we're taking the wrong approaches.
All right, so that's that story. Now, there's another item, the secondhand smoke being tied to raised stroke risk. There was a light that went off in my brain when I saw this, because I have no plaque in my body anywhere except in my carotid arteries. And so this, when I saw this study, I sort of went, duh, because I grew up around, and sort of Richie on our staff, both his parents smoked. My mother smoked. My father didn't. But the house was filled with smoke all the time. She was pretty much a chain smoker. And so it's apparent from this study that my carotid arteries having plaque in them is a result of me being exposed to secondhand smoke.
That may well be. And, you know, it's so reminiscent of these efforts by the tobacco industry to push back against the connection between smoking and heart disease and stroke and all that stuff.
Right.
And first they said it was, you know, smoking was okay. Then they said, well, okay, we recognize the smoking, but we can't accuse people of you know, the secondhand smoke inflicting damage on other people. Well, now it turns out that that is settled science. It really is true. So, you know, time, you know, science marches on and
right.
demonstrating the harmful effects of now secondhand smoke.
All right. In your Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you have a number of reasons to like nuts. All kinds of nuts, specific nuts. What is the best course of action for people who like nuts to take, with or without salt, particular kinds of nuts, or is everything good for you?
Yep, eat them. You know, it's pretty much, you know, you can eat them. You know, salt. Yeah, okay. Some people are sensitive to salt, but consumers of nuts 5 or more times per week were found to have a 29% reduction in death from heart disease, 11%
wow.
reduction in death from stroke, 23% reduction in death from infection, and a 24% reduction in death from respiratory disease. On and on it goes. They're very protective. And, you know, even folks who are vegetarians, they may say, well, I'm on a low-fat diet. I don't want to eat nuts because that, you know, going to make me fat and it has bad fats. No, it turns out that vegan vegetarians who add nuts do better than ordinary vegetarians.
And people who are on the paleo diet are also doing pretty much everybody.
Yeah,
low-carb
yeah.
diet people.
Well, there was that one study a few years back where they studied 2,000 people for 20 years. And of those who ate a handful of nuts every single day, none of them died during the study.
Yeah. Keep in mind, though, that peanuts are actually not nuts. They're legumes.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really count. Look, I'm not a good... They're
we do the
not as beneficial.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not as beneficial, but they're
beneficial.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, go to drhoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on the Good Day program. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, how do you do? It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbin is here to talk about that Ashley Madison hack, and is that more signs of what's to come? We also have, well, the whole business about online dating and using this facility and how it works and does it work and all that sort of thing is part of our conversation. Greg is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, and as such, sees and gets connected to all kinds of conversations along this line. So he'll give us the benefit of his expertise in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes and rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, 55 past the hour. Greg Stebbin is here. Focus on Ashley Madison. Most people know that this is a website where you can cheat on your spouse. What a wonderful country, America.
Oh, American.
Oh, my God. God. Anyway, the Ashley Madison website has been hacked. So I'm wondering how this is different.
Bill's like, oh no.
What to do?
Well, I'm on that side.
All right.
For 37 million people, this is a big.
Is it?
Because
37 million people are lined up on this.
Yes. So hackers say they have some or all of the user data, which could include your name, your email address. That's the scariest part, your email address, because you could use a fake
name.
What's
the benefit? They also have who you cheated on.
Well, thank you. I was getting to that. Who you cheated with and some of
your
fantasies. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things you probably didn't want your coworkers, your boss, and your spouse to know.
What do they do with this? What is this? Is this for
how many
politicians
fun?
In D.C. you think are going, oh, my God.
What the circumstances, though? Anybody, what is the benefit? Do you go to people and threaten them? Is it like ransom? What do you
well,
do with
it,
this?
I mean, there's lots of things you could do with it. What this particular set of hackers are asking for is they're asking for Ashley Madison to shut itself down.
Ah, they don't like so.
This so this is not about money.
This is some Christian conservative group that doesn't like the fag or just somebody
that's
who's decent.
Awesome.
It could be Ashley Madison. It could be Ashley Madison's competitor.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure Ashley Madison's
competitor.
Well, I don't know, but I'm reading from the Ashley Madison site, and I know that Ashley Madison is the most famous name in infidelity and dating.
There you go.
They have an affair guarantee package. They guarantee you will find the perfect affair partner.
Really?
Sign up for
Jennifer. You signed up. Did you find the perfect affair partner?
Let's say
it
why
was Doug.
I first. I signed up because Doug and I years ago had the owner of Ashley Madison, the creator of it,
right.
On the program, and I got into a huge argument with him on the air, and so I thought, well, let's see.
He was kind of a jerk.
Oh, my God. He was awful. Awful. Unapologetic and an awful
human. But what would you think about, this has nothing to do with the hacking, but what would you think about somebody who'd come up with this idea in the first place?
About right. Because he was actually worse than I suspected. And so I looked at this site before I went on the air with him because I wanted to know what it was all about. So I did sign up. But I didn't
By the way, Jennifer, I'm looking at your profile here, and are you sure you wanted to say all that when
you
signed? You have a very interesting life when you leave the show.
Oh. Well, thanks.
All right. So, anyway, there's that. And maybe what it does is teach you all to be careful, not just about this, but anything that you do online is subject to being hacked. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
That's the warning.
That is the
always
lesson for all of us.
Always assume the information is public.
It's going to be public, right.
If you type it in, someone can get it out.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, have you ever gotten into a relationship with somebody you met online, which is a whole different thing and a whole different discussion of how these web-based Match.com things work. A, yes, and it worked out great. B, yes, and it was a big mistake. C, not yet, but I've thought about it. D, no, I've never gotten involved with anybody I met only online. So, but there are lots of people who do.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.